We're talking about tooth decay, by the way, and 25,000 children, 5 to 9-year-olds, go to A&E for tooth decay work each week. 25,000 children. And I said, my friend, who's coming up to 5, her friend in class, 9 teeth he's had out. I think it's a he. Angela Dawson on Facebook says, I use fluoride-free tooth gel. Now, I thought fluoride was supposed to be good for you. Why do you use fluoride-free, Angela Dawson? Colonel Henry on Facebook says, I use Oral-B whitening. I'm sure there are other whitenings available, but it works. My teeth are healthy. Apparently, it's quite pricey. All right. I've never had a filling. My teeth may be wonky, but they are healthy. Again, you know, for me, because I don't have great bottom teeth. They're healthy, but so I always tend to keep them covered with my bottom lip.
Oh, I talk to you like that. Hi, how are you?
but at least they're healthy at the moment. Please, God. I'm a 55-year-old woman, says Jane in lovely Wooler. She says, I don't remember being told as a child to brush my teeth, so I have quite a few missing, but my eldest son of 33 has never had a filling or an extraction. What a great mother you are! Did you deny him chocolate? You're not eating chocolate. No. So we're talking about gnashers. How well do you look after yours? 25,000 children have teeth problems already in the UK. 500 5 to 9-year-olds are treated in A&E with severe tooth decay each week. I think I said 25,000 a week. I was wrong. 25,000 young kids a year. That is. So you've got to presume that sugar plays a huge part, hidden away in so many foods. Here to drum in the dangers of the sweet stuff is personal trainer David Furlan, who's waging war on sugar intake. I'm not going to sure I'm going to like you. I take it you don't have a sweet tooth, David.
I don't, Jonathan. No, I know how bad it is, and so do my clients. And this is the problem right across the UK and the world, really.
Do you think we consume more sugar than we ever did before, or what? You know, yeah. we all used to be fine, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, but you've got to look at it's all the hidden sugar now that people don't actually realise they're having it. So, for instance, you'll see a lot of kids having those tiny little boxes of raisins that you get.
Yeah.
Where you see a lot of parents giving them to the kids. They're actually 70% of that is sugar.
Really?
It's just in that tiny little box of raisins, it's 3 teaspoons of sugar.
No.
So this is before you even start. And then you've got things like the healthy living bars in some of the well-known supermarkets, which have got healthy living written on them, and the 70% sugar.
This is
the problem. It's all hidden, and the manufacturers do a very good job to cover that up, so you're biased.
Crikey, I went for a walk recently before everyone did the Great North Run with some Great North Runners, and I felt a bit faint, and somebody gave me one of those small box of raisins. 70%, crikey.
But I tell you what, John, I better pick you up straight away. That's the thing with these. They give you an instant hit, which is where your insulin levels kick in, therefore you crave more sugar, therefore you eat more, therefore you put more weight on, and this is the problem.
Well, you're calling sugar white death, I know, but the thing is, I mean, I know you're not... Well, I you're not a nutritionist per se, but
no.
You tend to wonder what these things would taste like if they didn't have sugar in them.
Yeah, well, if you look back to the 1980s, it was where they cut back on fat. So manufacturers, because that was where the obesity thing was, and it was all in the fat. So what they did is they cut back on the fat, and then when you tasted that food without as much fat in it, it tasted like cardboard. So what the manufacturers did then was put sugar in it. And therefore, it tastes better, but of course, that's even worse than the fat. And this is where the problem lies, which leads, it's obviously linked to diabetes and a huge amount of illnesses.
Okay, I know that Charlie Charlton on Breakfast for Inside Out did a film where I think it was for a month, it may have been longer, she cut out sugar completely.
Yeah, I sought out the food for her, and it was to cut right down on the refined sugar. So things like when she was in the radio studio, like yourself, early in the morning, she wanted something to pick her up, so she would have biscuits or something. She cut all that out, And she realised she looked better, she felt better, she slept better, she had more energy. And also in the afternoon, when a lot of us get the slumps in the afternoon, is because what the people have had at lunchtime to give them a pickup. But those pickups only last for an hour or so, and then you have these slumps, and that's the problem with the sugar. You're up and down, and you see it with kids all the time. You go to a kid's party, and before they eat, they're as calm as anything. You then give them a party tea, and they go absolutely wild. And it's just the sugar rush that they get, and it causes all sorts of problems. Obviously, not just that, with the teeth, with just the general health, and obviously, massively so with the weight.
So you tell me how I'm feeling this morning. I've had two cups of coffee and a donut nectarine.
Right, a donut nectarine. Was there any sugar in the coffee?
Just a small one.
Yeah, but this is the thing, Johnny, right? So you've done the classic. So a small sugar, but how many cups of coffee do you have a day? And then you add that over a week, over a month, over a year. And this is where it is. So it's not, I don't look at people's sugar in one day. I look at it over a week, over a month, over a year. And then you realize how much sugar you're actually having.
All right.
And that's where the problem lies.
So tell me this, David Fairlamb, personal trainer and somebody who calls sugar white death.
Yeah.
I've had the it wasn't a donut. It was a donut nectarine. They're a new thing. It was a fruit, right? Surely. Yeah. We must be making healthier choices by opting for all these fruit juices and smoothies, no? I mean, that's natural sugar. Well,
absolutely not, unfortunately, because they put more sugar in it to keep it fresher. And it is natural sugar, but because in the old days, you used to have a small glass of fruit juice, and that was seen as a bit of a luxury.
Yeah.
Now you can buy 3 litres of it.
Yes,
And you see the kids. So what happens is the kids in the morning and adults have something like Crunchy Nut Cornflakes, which is 3/4 pure sugar. They then have fruit juice on top of that before they go to school or go to work. Therefore, you have a massive sugar intake and you feel hyper again, and then you just drop. And this is what's happening day in, day out. And as I said to you, it's not about, and it's about consistency with everything. And we are creatures of habit. So most people have that breakfast every single day. And that is absolutely lethal. And that's by 8, 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Do you think that as a world, we therefore need to re-educate our taste buds to eat stuff without sugar that's, well, essentially going to be blander? I mean, I don't want saccharin either. I think that's revolting.
Yeah, it's you know what it is? It's about a little bit about re-education. I think a lot of parents have got to take responsibility when the kids are young. So between sort of the ages of 4 and 8, you know, whatever's in the house, the parents have to take responsibility for that and get the kids into the right habits. And therefore, hopefully, as time goes on, they'll learn that from an early age. But I've got a daughter, and I see the parents, when they come out of school, the first thing they do is give the kids a whack load of chocolate.
Yeah.
And this is then, you know, they've already had, and that's on top of what they've had during the day. It's about education at an early age. It's then about school education as well. And it's about learning that actually things like chocolate and certainly fizzy drinks, which I would just never touch, are a bit of a luxury. Whereas kids now, that's all they seem to drink. And then you've got these monster drinks, the Red Bull drinks, then you've got caffeine on top of it.
Yeah.
These things are just intoxicating your body from the minute you get up in the morning, which is so dangerous.
Yeah, you make it sound like a minefield. But I mean,
it is a minefield.
But in a good way. So 500 5 to 9-year-olds are treated in A&E with severe toothache, 25,000, I think that is a year. How, in your opinion, to try and rid ourselves of the sweetness, what should we be doing? Brushing our teeth more? I mean, is twice a day enough, or what do we do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a dentist, but I ultimately what you've got to look at is pulling down on the amount of sugar. So you've got to sit down, and this is what I do with all my clients. And I have to say, Jonathan, what we're getting now is clients which are younger and younger and younger. And when the parents ring up and say, I'm going to drop my son or daughter in for a consultation, I say, well, actually, I don't want to see your son or daughter. I need to see you, because your child's 7 or 8 years old. It's what they're actually giving the child. So these are the things I think parents have got to take more responsibility. I think you've got to look at the overall food that you're having and say, right, certain things I've got to cut out here. And you've got to look at things more as a luxury. But unfortunately, the manufacturers make it very, very difficult. And I think when you try to read on the side of packets how much sugar's in things, it is a minefield, what you just said before. And I think the government have got to sit down and think, right, how can we make this easy? And I think the easiest way to do that is to say, there's 1 teaspoon or 2 teaspoons or 3 teaspoons, and make it in an easy form for people to work out how much sugar is in whatever you're eating. Because at the moment, nobody knows, I know obviously a lot about reading the side of packages, but it is so confusing for me, never mind people who don't know anything about it. Whereas if the government made it easy and you write down it, this is this teaspoonful, this, and you have a certain amount that you can have per day. And I think that's what the government have got to take some responsibility, the parents have got to take responsibility, and ultimately we as a nation have got to get into better habits and make sure that the good food is cheaper, because it is so expensive to buy food which is low in sugar and decent. And I think the government have got to take much more responsibility, as have the manufacturers.
You talk sense. Personal fitness trainer David Fairlamb, waging war on sugar.